اطلع له
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. صلى الله عليه وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا، وعلى الصفوة الخيرة من أصحابه المؤمنين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. سورة يونس. The two verses tonight, verse number 13 and 14 inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أهلكنا القرون من قبلكم لما ظلموا وجاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات وما كانوا ليؤمنوا كذلك نجزي القوم المجرمين. ثم جعلناكم خلائف في الأرض من بعدهم لننظر كيف تعملون. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Generations before you we destroyed. When they did wrong, لما ظلم, although their messengers, they came to them with clear signs. وَجَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Some people ask that God is the God of mercy and love and forgiveness, and He tells us to forgive others and be tolerant with others, try to love others, you know, be patient with others. So why does He destroy generations? Because they did not believe in Him. Why does not He tolerate people? Shouldn't He tolerate people? The Quran says those that were destroyed not because they rejected God. وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ. Generations before you were destroyed. مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا. Because of their ظُلْم, injustice, aggression. Not because of their kufr. We have two things here. We have kufr. Someone has a problem with God. Someone has a problem with God, but he does not do anything bad to people. God would not destroy that person. But that person has to answer God on the Day of Judgment. Because he's rejecting God. He's being ungrateful to him. It's like a son who is ungrateful to his parents. His parents, they do everything for his happiness, they provide him with everything. At the end of the day, he's not ready to say thank you. This is kufr. This is rejection of God. When someone says, I don't believe in God, it means that he's ungrateful and thankful. But God would not destroy such a person. They have to stand before God. جوابگو باشند. They are responsible before God on the Day of Judgment. God says in Bacheki, whose son is this? We have a classroom upstairs for the children. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allah says, لَمَّا ظَلَمُ. We destroyed them because of their injustice, because of their aggression. Allah says, I cannot tolerate aggression. I cannot leave someone who's aggressive, who does injustice to his family, to his community, to the people, to the neighbors, to nations, to others for a long period of time. I might give him some respite. I might give him some time to come back to me. But if he does not, then they're going to be destroyed. This is my law. Allah says, this is my law. I become patient with an aggressor, with the zalim, for some period of time, but not forever. Not forever. Because zulm and injustice, it will, inherently, it will bring destruction to the person. It will bring. This universe was built on justice. Injustice is something strange. It's something odd. So sometimes we see injustice, but for a period of time, not forever. Not forever. Allah says the norm is justice. Norm is justice. Injustice is exception, not the norm. So I cannot tolerate that for a long period of time. This is why they were destroyed. Because of their aggressions, not because of their kufr. Therefore the hadith says, we have a saying or a hadith, الْمُلْكُ يَدُومُ مَعَ الْكُفْرُ وَلَا يَدُومُ مَعَ الظُّلْمُ. The government, the political system, maybe it will continue with kufr if someone rejects God, but it does not continue with injustice. It will collapse one day. It will collapse. بِالْعَدْلِ قَامَتِ السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. بِالْعَدْلِ. This universe standing on a huge rock, formidable rock, and that rock is called justice. It's called justice. Justice is holding the universe. If there is no justice, the universe would collapse. So Allah says, I cannot tolerate injustice on them. وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. We destroyed them. لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا. When they did injustice to others. However, having said that, kufr is also one form of injustice and dhulm. That's one version. Actually, it is the biggest version of injustice. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. Why? Do not take associates with the Lord. Do not reject Lord. إِنَّ الظُّلْمَ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Verily, shirk, rejection of God, is a form of big injustice. Boom. Why? I tell you why. Because what controls us in this life is not the police station. Because today I was coming down to the masjid, I was listening to the NPR. They convicted many police officers just today here in the city of Los Angeles. They convicted them. They were arrested and they will be taken to prison because of their corruption. Police officer for so many years in the LAPD department, but they break the law. Even the judge, how many times you read in the newspaper, LA Times, that a judge was convicted, a judge was arrested, a judge violated the rules and the law. Even the judge. So there is no court, there is no FBI, there is no police station who will keep us under control. The only force in this universe that keeps us under control is piety, the fear of God, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because even if you put a policeman on every individual, in every house, still people are going to break the law. The police officer is going to break the law himself. But if you instill the fear of Allah, ma'rifatullah, the recognition of God, the friendship of God, the love rather than fear, the love of God in the heart, you can keep people under control. That's the supreme power in this universe. Taqwa. Believe me. It's not the family, it's not the police force, it's not the defense department, it's not the government, it's not the husband, it's not the children, it's not the neighbors, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When people love God, they are not going to violate. They are not going to hurt anyone. Taqwa Allah. One day a person comes to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He says, I have one daughter. She's very close to me, my heart. People are asking for her hand. It's difficult for me to give her in marriage. So who do you suggest I give my daughter in marriage to? He said, Zawwijha mimman yattaqi Allah ta'ala. If you fear for your daughter, for her safety, give her to someone who loves God. He would never hurt her. Even if you die, he would still respect your daughter as a wife. Because he fears God. He considers Allah. He does not consider you or her mother or her uncle or the judge or the, you know, FBI. He would fear God. He would fear God. So when someone comes to you and says, I don't accept God, God does not exist in this universe, that person has a problem. Even if he does not drink alcohol, even if he does not hurt anyone, down the road he will do something, he would do a violation. Because he believes that there is no accountability in this universe. My friends, the belief in God is synonymous, equal to the belief in justice, in accountability. Why do we say God exists? God exists, not just a theory. God exists, it means God will help me accountable for everything I say, everything I do. He's Sami', He's Aleem, He sees, He hears. This is the meaning of God exists. Otherwise, He's not a statue sitting there on his chair in paradise and enjoying the drink and food. No. He's Sami', He's Aleem. He follows everything. And He will hold us accountable. So if I abuse someone, maybe that person would not say anything to me because he fears me. But God would not let it go. God is there. He has a strict system of justice. So ultimately, kufr would lead into what? Injustice on the road. Ultimately, one day. But if someone has good faith in God, healthy faith, real faith. Unfortunately, we claim that we have iman and faith. But in our daily life at first, we don't have faith. We don't have iman. Iman for the Muslims is only inside the masjid. Only inside the masjid, believe me. When they go home, iman is missing. Islam is missing. Quran is missing. When you go to the market, Islam is missing. They think Islam is only in the church, in the church or the mosque. وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا. When they did wrong, we punished them. Not because they simply said we don't believe in God. If they say we don't believe in God, we would not punish them immediately. We will hold them accountable there on the day of judgment. يَخَشُنُوا اُنْ جَمِيْجِرِينَ كَافِرًا بَلِي الظَّالِمَانْ رَا مَنْ نِمِتُنِيمْ چشم پوشی کنیم از ظالم باید انتقام بگیریم از ظالم. We destroy them here. We can't wait until they die and we hold them accountable. That's a different account. But we will settle the account with them here. Here. I was telling a friend today, in the morning I visited a scholar who came to LA. I was telling him, I can tell you with no shred of doubt that what Saudi Arabia is doing in Yemen, God is not going to forgive them and He's going to punish them, and the punishment will come soon. Soon. Not 10 years from now. Soon, inshallah. You will see that. Since 4 months ago, when this barbaric attack against Yemen, the poorest country, started, only from the kids, 1,000 kids were killed. 1,000 kids. Only little kids, huh? Forget about women, elderly, civilians, soldiers, this or that. Only children, 1,000 perished. Only children. And God does not see? He doesn't see? He doesn't care? What sort of God is this? Definitely He sees. Definitely He cares. You will see the intiqam. You will see it. We saw it with many dictators. Many dictators. Take Muammar al-Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein, Hosni Mubarak, this. And it will come, definitely. This is part of our belief in God. This is part of our faith in God. So God says, I don't punish you if you reject me. I don't punish you in this life. But when you do injustice and aggression, I will punish you. وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمَ وَجَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Here God says something interesting. God says, even the thalim, the aggressor, the criminal, I would not punish him before I send him many warnings. Many warnings. Have you seen here the water company in America? The water company in America, if you don't pay your bill, become delinquent, they send you the second bill, red bill. It says past due. If you don't pay this one, they're going to disconnect the water. But they don't disconnect it right away before the warning. But the water company, they send only one warning. After that, they go after their money. Allah says sometimes 50 warnings. Sometimes 500 warnings. 500 warnings. Allah says we send them warnings, wake-up calls, one after the other. But when they keep ignoring them, then after that they deserve the punishment. So no one can say to God, oh God, no message came to me. When did you tell me this? Because when he sends 500 warnings, definitely you receive some of them. Even if some of them they are lost in name, the others will reach you. Allah says, after we send them, bil bayinat. What is bayinat? Bayinat is the plural of bayina. And bayina is very clear sign. Anyone can read it. Sometimes there are signs that are hidden behind the tree. You don't see, you can tell the officer, I didn't see the sign. But some of them are very, very clear signs. Bil bayinat. This is bayinat. Very clear signs. Then you may ask, if they receive the bayinat, the clear signs, why they still reject and continue their aggression? Because of a disease. That disease is a moral disease. And that moral disease is called qaswatul qalb. And it is mentioned throughout this book. Throughout this book, Allah speaks about warning us against something called qaswatul qalb. The mercilessness, the inhumanity, the death of the heart. Because the best thing we have in this body is the heart. The heart is the seat of mercy, seat of love. The heart always tells us, do good, be good, say good, treat people good. It keeps telling us about good and good. But sometimes the heart dies. Like this fan today, there is no battery. They cannot. This is why I'm sweating now. It's dead. The battery is dead. Sometimes the heart is dead. Why it's dead, the heart? Why? Because of sinning. Because of sinning, not just once or twice. Allah says to Bani Israel, I urge you to read this verse when you go home tonight. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 74. Allah says to Bani Israel, the reason I am punishing you, Bani Israel, because you committed a lot of sins, countless, countless sins, and I was patient with you, I was forgiving you one, the first time, second time, 50th, 500, until your heart became dead. Allah says to them, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ قَسْوَةُ الْقَلْبِ. After committing sins, the heart is dead. So there is no one who tells you do good. If the heart is dead, no one there is to tell you do good. And then if there is no one to tell me to do good, I will do what? Good or bad? I will just start doing bad. Allah says this is the result of the death of the heart. قَسْوَةُ الْقَلْبِ. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَ. Your heart becomes like a rock. Have you seen the rock? Allah says sometimes the rock is better than your heart. My example, very began سنگ دل نمیتو قرآن میفرماید حتی بعضی از این دلها سنگها بهتر از بعضی از دلهاست. ثم قست قلوبكم الله says ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك because of this excessiveness of sinning your heart becomes so merciless like a rock فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة even worse than a rock because God says وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منه الأنهار this dead rock sometimes gushes forth with water لما يتفجر من هنا وإن منها لما يشقق من خشية الله وإن منها لما يحبط من خشية الله وما الله بغافل عما تعمل Allah says even the rock sometimes responds to you when you speak to the rock goes down because of God's fear and God's reference the rock itself but some hearts are completely dead Imam al-Saliq has a beautiful hadith, my friends. Beautiful hadith. We have to reflect on this hadith. مَا ضُرِبَ عَبْدٌ بِعُقُوبَةٍ أَشَدَّ مِنْ قَسْوَةِ الْقَلْبِ The worst punishment that God can give to a person, a criminal, nothing is worse than قَسْوَةِ الْقَلْبِ God takes the mercy out of his heart. God takes the heart out of his body. He's heartless. Heartless. مَا ضُرِبَ عَبْدٌ بِعُقُوبَةٍ أَشَدَّ مِنْ قَسْوَةِ الْقَلْبِ Why قَسْوَةُ الْقَلْبِ? The reason for قَسْوَةُ الْقَلْبِ The reason, one main reason is أَكْلُ الْحَرَامِ When people start eating things that are haram, the money that's haram does not belong to him. He doesn't care about them. He doesn't care. Left and right, left and right. He doesn't care this money. You know, in some countries, the father dies and he bequeaths inheritance. The oldest son or someone comes in the family and he takes all the wealth for himself. He doesn't give to his sisters, to his brother, all the wealth, all the assets. He transfers all the assets in his name. I've seen this in many Muslim societies, religious societies. Religious societies. And he's someone, you don't say, he does not pray. He does pray 5 times a day. He does fast. He does go to Hajj. But when it comes to money, he doesn't know halal or haram. This is qaswatul qalb. Be careful with the food that you eat. You want your kids to be good kids, not criminals. خید بچه های سالم تحبیل جامعه میدید. غذای بچه هاتون باید حلال باشه. از پول حرام نباید باشه. Be careful. Be careful what you feed your kids. It will impact their character, their akhlaq, their manners. It will impact them. I said a story many times ago here, and I love this story because it touches my heart. Alam al-Majlisi 400 years ago in the city of Isfahan. His father was a scholar too. Muhammad Sadiq, the father Muhammad Sadiq, the son Muhammad Baqir. Muhammad Baqir, Allama al-Majlisi, went with his father to the masjid one day. He was your age, 7 years, 8 years old. I know you are 10, don't worry. Sorry about that. He was 7 years old. He took his son to the masjid with him one day. He came back home so embarrassed, the father, so embarrassed. He was about to die of embarrassment. The wife said to him, what's wrong? You don't feel well today. He said, yes, I don't feel well today. There was a disaster at the mosque. She said, what disaster? What happened? The roof came down? He said, no, something worse than that. My son, I took him with me, 7 years old. You know, do you remember the old generation? You remember the water container in the mosques. Huh? Chi? Sarbakhune? Nah. Mash. Mashke'ah. Mashke'ah bi ki mizashtan kenar masjid. Unam abad az zirish chike mikard. Yadetun hast? Be un migan mash? Huh? Geli bud ha. Geli bud. Nah. چی؟ کوزه، کوزه، کوزه بزرگ البته. Yeah. They keep the water there, they cool it. I remember my generation, I remember we didn't have a fridge, we didn't have this. These are something recent. We are spoiled now. At that time we used this. His son took a rock and he threw it at this whatever kuze or whatever, it broke. The father went crazy. What happened? My son is good son, he's nice, he comes with me to the prayers, he listens, he's what happened today for him? I'm angry because I don't know what happened. Sometimes your son, you know him, he's shaitan. You know him. So it's expected. But when your son is very disciplined, and all of a sudden something like that happens, it makes you go wild. Because you want to find out the reason. Why did he do this? The mother said to him, Oulana, don't worry. I know the answer. You don't know the answer? I know the answer. I'm his mother. I said this story here before. Some of you remember it. She said, when I was pregnant with my son, one day I went to my neighbor's house. They had a huge tree of pomegranate in the house. I was craving, I was pregnant. Before I asked her about permission, I just took one, I started squeezing it and sucking the juice. And then when she came, I said to her, sorry, because I'm pregnant, I looked at this beautiful fruit, I could not wait until asking you. So she said, no, it's okay, it's halal for you. No, she don't, falam, falam, enjoy it. He was pregnant. Muhammad Baqir was here. Imagine. Look at the spiritual effect. Something, how much would go to the to a baby? How much of that liquid would go to him? How much you know, 1%, 2%, whatever. Without authorization. Although she gave her permission later on, she said this is halal, that she should have asked permission before. Halal, something halal for a few seconds. Few seconds. Not the whole day, a few seconds. That's the effect of it. It has to be reflected on his behavior. Now imagine if someone spends his entire life eating haram, left and right. What sort of generation he delivers? What sort of people he delivers to the society? We have to be careful about this. These things are serious in our life. Especially mothers. Sometimes the father is busy. The mother should pay attention to this. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. And then the hadith says, we read this dua sometimes, Allahumma after Salatul Asr. Beautiful dua. This is taqibat. Try to read the taqibat. We have them in this booklet there. Outside. Get a copy and try to read the ta'qibat, the du'as, supplications, after the prayers. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min nafsin la tashba' wa min qalbin la yakhsha. The heart that does not become humble. If the heart does not become humble, it's a big disaster. It's a big disaster. You have to humble your heart. You would respect no one, you would consider no one. A person would turn into a person who does not have khushu', humility, reverence for God. He would turn into a beast. He would kill and destroy as if nothing happened. Why? The heart is dead, completely dead. The heart is dead. That's what it does. And therefore the hadith says, قَلْبُ الْكَافِرِ أَقْسَى مِنَ الْحَجَرِ. Someone who rejects God, his heart becomes even worse than a rock. Worse than a rock. So although we gave them bayinat, but bayinat did not work because the heart is what? Now if you saw, if someone is blind, physically blind, and you write something and you tell him, read. Read, I'm telling you, do this, don't do that. He can't read. He's blind. Allah says, we send them bayinat, but the heart is dead. The heart is dead. It doesn't work. These bayinat does not work for them. وَجَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْقَوْمَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ Allah says, those people whose heart is dead, even if we give them a second chance, a third chance, another 50 years, another 100 years, it would not work. Because we know them. The heart is dead. And if the heart is dead, the person himself is a lost case. Sometimes some mothers, they complain to me about their children. Some mothers, they complain to me about their children. Some of those children I know, personally know. Some of them I don't know anything about. Those that I know, some of them, few of them, I believe it's a dead case. Stage 4, believe me. Stage 4. Stage 4, they have reached stage 4. Like Jimmy Carter. May Allah bestow health on him, inshallah. Stage 4. No chemotherapy would work, no radiation, no ilaj, no healing. Stage 4. And stage 4 does not come all of a sudden. Does not come all of a sudden. Allah would give chances and opportunities, one after the other. But when someone is completely abandoned, he has no guidance in his life. He has no role model. He doesn't know where is the Qibla, where is the Masjid, where is the Quran. He doesn't know anything about God. How do you expect that person to come back? It's a dead case. It's a dead case. I tell the parents, may Allah give you patience with them. It's a dead case. But still, Allah is more merciful. Allah says, وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ Do not lose hope. Don't lose hope. You have to struggle. You have to work. Allah says to the Muslims, you Muslims be careful, don't be like Bani Israel. Allah is speaking to the Muslims at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says to them, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ خَلَائِفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ O Muslims, we made you the heirs to Bani Israel, خَلَائِف. You are succeeding them. We are making you, but we are watching you. من بعدهم, after them, لننظر كيف تعملون. To see how you would behave. Would you behave the same like Bani Israel? Or you would correct yourself and fix yourself? Now what do you think? What did the Muslims do?
Some of them did worse.
Look at the history of Islam and look at Islam today. I'm not shocked when I read in the newspaper, in the survey, recent survey, that 60% of the American people have unfavorable view about Islam. By the way, unfavorable is a very diplomatic term. Rather than saying terrible view, wahshi view, terrible, they said unfavorable. They chose something good in the dictionary. Unfavorable. Watch the news. Muslims killing Muslims. Every single day. Can one day passes by without casualties, without bloodshed of Muslims? By Muslims? Muslims by Muslims. Not by foreigners. A week ago, a boat capsized in the Mediterranean. A week ago. Full of refugees, 600 people, 200 of them drowned, women and children, fleeing their countries. So the reporter was asking one mother, why do you do this? This is crazy, you take your kids in this small boat? She says, drowning in sea is more dignified than living under tyranny and dictatorship and injustice. This is what she says. I'd rather die in the sea because I can't take it anymore. This is the condition of Islam today, Muslim countries. This is the condition of the Muslims. You know what the German Chancellor said 3 days ago? Do you follow the news? She said, I'm amazed that Muslims are fleeing Libya and Palestine and Syria.
Europe.
to Europe, while Mecca and Medina is closer to them. Allahu Akbar. She says Mecca and Medina is closer to them, but they flee to Italy and Greece. And she doesn't know what's happening. She does. Definitely she knows what's going on in Mecca and Medina. She knows. This is true. A Muslim flees Muslim land to a non-Muslim land. This is akhir zaman. Why? Because of injustice. Because of dictatorship. Because of some people who want to rule at any expense. They are ready to kill, to destroy, just to be there on the seat. The love for the seat. The love for the seat. Inshallah, Thursday, we celebrate the milad of our 8th Imam, Sayyidina wa Mawlana al-Imam Ali ibn Musa Rida alayhi salatu wa salam. We're going to celebrate his milad on Thursday, because Thursday is 11th of Dhulqa'dah, the day of his milad. So please do come, attend, invite your brothers, your sisters, your friends, your family members to attend the milad. We begin after Salatul Maghrib, inshallah, the milad of our 8th Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa Rida. There is a beautiful movie that came out in Iran about the Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of God, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Powerful movie, inshallah. It will have a huge impact on the image of, positive image of Muslims, inshallah. The movie will be distributed, you know, in the Iranian theaters in Iran. It's in three languages, Farsi, Arabic, and English. And we hope, inshallah, we will see it. It will arrive to America, inshallah. We will see it. I was told by some people who saw the movie that it's even greater than the movie that was produced by Mustafa Al-Aqad back, if I don't know how many of you remember, back in the 70s. Al-Risala, the message. It's even greater than that movie. 3 hours movie, inshallah. We really celebrate this. And next Thursday, we're going to have a guest coming from Kuwait who recently made a beautiful movie about Imam Hussein alayhi salam. They spent millions of dollars in Iran producing this movie. He's coming here to LA to market this movie in Hollywood. He will be here, inshallah. And maybe he will show the trailer of the movie on Thursday before the speech about Imam Rida. I invited him to come and to speak and tell us more about his powerful movie of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Let's recite this ayah. For shifa al-marza, qada' al-hawaij, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillahi ar-rahman ar-rahim, amman yujibu al-mutarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu as-su' أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه يكشف السوء 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 يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية المرضى المنظورين اللهم البسهم ثوب الصحة والعافية اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اجعل كلمة الإسلام هي العليا وكلمة أعداء الله هي السفلى اللهم أرنا الحق حقا فنتبعه والباطل باطلا فنجتنب. On Sunday, inshallah, we're going to have the Hajj workshop from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. here. Those of you who are heading to Hajj, you can participate Sunday from 3 to 6, inshallah. And tomorrow, Salat al-Jum'ah at 1 p.m. وعجل اللهم في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.